Okay, we began Sif Aleph in Simere Samachay. We learned the first Mechaber, which I suppose we can read again, which tells us that you make two brachas by a bris milah. Hamol mevorech asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu ala milah. The mayol makes one bracha, v'avi aben mevorech b'chaticha sar lo lepriya asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu lachnisai b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. Excuse me? So I mentioned that, on the contrary, since Avram was mechadesh it, he wasn't obligated to do it, but Avram voluntarily did Priya, therefore we call it Priya Shel Avram Avinu. It's something Avram Avinu introduced to keep the Eis HaBris clean and recognizable. So that's why we call it Priya Shel Avram Avinu. Now here, I'd like to present to you a discussion and a difficulty I have with the Taz regarding a situation where the Avi HaBen is the Mayol. The question is twofold. The question is, if the Avi HaBen is a Mayol, does he say both brachis before the bris? Or does he do it the way it says in Shulchan Aruch? And second question, in a case which is fairly common, and it's not there most of the time, but it happens that the Avi HaBen does the chituch, but not the priya. The Avi HaBen, if he's not an expert, sometimes will want to have a chelik in the mitzvah and do the cutting, but not the priya. So the question is then, how are the brachas said? Does he say both brachas before the cutting or not? So I'd like to read to you my issue that I have here by first reviewing the shach, and then reading the Taz and seeing how the Taz, it seems to me, doesn't shtim with the Rishayim. And I'm sure that you'll all answer the question, but I had this difficulty. So let's take first a quick look at the Shach, which we learned last week. The question was, why, in a normal bris, where the Mayol does everything, why doesn't the Avi HaBen make both brachas beforehand? So the Shach, and the truth is the Taz brings it also in the beginning of his words, they say, Mishum Diyesh, I'm reading the Shach, Diyesh Paiskam Levar Kaidam Amila, Chol Mitzvahs Kulam Levar Chalem Avelasi Yasan, Diyesh Paiskam Levar Chachar Amila. It's a difference of dispute whether the father should say his bracha before or after. Why? Why shouldn't he say it before? Now listen to the reason. The Shema Yimla Chamayo Velo Yamu, Vav Bracha Levatol. The Shach brought this reason, which we all agreed was highly unlikely, but since in theory, the mayol is a das acheres. It's not the father's. When the mayol is a different person, the father doesn't have the power to force him to do a mila. So therefore, he makes the bracha later, but he does it achra mila kaidim. Apriya chashishapa evlasiyasta mavalei paroki luloimo. Now this is the reason given by the Rishayim, brought in the Beis Yosef, the Rav Sar Shalom and Rabbeinu Tam, who say, why does the father make his bracha later? Because he's not doing the chituch. Now it seemed to me that there's not much to talk about if the father is the one doing the chituch. If the father himself is the mayol, so it's a davar pashut that he makes both brachas beforehand. Not because of any complicated lomdis. Every bracha is ayvel asiyasa. Every bracha is before. Since every bracha is before, the only reason normally the father doesn't make his bracha before is because it's not in his power to do the mila. Like the Shach said, Shema Yimloi Chamayo V'lo Yomu.
Even though the mayol made the bracha, the mayol made the first bracha, right?
I'm reading the words. You can have kashas on it. I'm reading the words. You have a kasha on it. We had this kasha, you're right. But that's what he says. If you look in the beginning of the Taz, he brings it also in the fourth line of the Taz. Talmei Kosev Arash, Dafke Ma'isa Mitzvahu Mavarech, Osorch Li Yosev Alasi Yosam, Hashem Ken Kan, Shanazai Deyacher. So the reason seems to be that if you're not doing the bris, you don't make the bracha Evelasi Yosam. It would follow if you are doing the bris. Obviously, you make the bracha Evelasi Yosam, Dover Pashat. So what troubles me is the Taz, four lines from the bottom, Venerali. Nirali da'av ha'molas b'noi yasa k'das ha'rashbam she'yavorach t'chilo sh'tei brachas. If a father does the bris, he does both brachas before him. Aino alamilo ach nisai. V'akach yachtoich. Why? Di'ilu be'chituch l'priya i'efsherloi. Kivan shu'tarid באמצע עשייה המצווה, היך יפסיק אז בברכה להכניס, להכניס. He says, you know, he's busy, he's doing the bris milah and the priya, you're going to tell him to stop and make a bracha? He's tired. V'su, yesh tzar l'tinik sh'yafsik b'chituch l'priya. V'smalai chituch dam. It's tzar to the child to wait between the chituch and the priya. The chituch will become bloody. U'b'daychik yimsa priya, and he'll have to patchka around more till he finds the priya achachach. Kei nira d'b'zeh v'adai, in lasis b'chituch l'priya. Period. So, the pshak, we have no problem with. You do both beforehand. But this reasoning seems to be an arbitrary type of a reasoning. It's a reasoning which is secondary to the primary reason, which is that you make a bracha over asiyasan. What's even more troublesome is that the Be'er Heitev is of Katan Aleph. The Be'er Heitev is actually on the second side, after he brings the Taz. He says that if V'nirali davka v'yesh le'shteyim chituch u'priya. That the Be'er Heitev on our, in our Gemara is on the second side. In yours is the second parenthesis in Be'er Heitev Aleph. The second set of parentheses. Nirali davka v'yesh le'shteyim chituch u'priya. When the father does both the chituch and the priya. Avalam hu b'chituch v'acher b'priya. But if the father is cutting and the moil is doing the priya, yivarach lachni say achar achituch kaidem apriya k'may shar anoshim. So I don't get it. I really don't understand. The Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh, and the Rav Sar Shalom all say the reason not to do it over Asiyasa normally is because you're not the one doing the Chituch. It seems clear that if you're the one doing it, that you should make both brachas beforehand. If you're doing the Chituch, then it won't help all the other reasons either. You know, then the other reasons don't help either if this is the way. It, to me, it's like it's a the Shverikite with this Taz. Why is the Taz giving us newfangled reasons to do the bracha beforehand? Just say, Ovelasiyasan. Everything is Ovelasiyasan, except when someone else is doing it. If you're the one doing it, of course you do it over Lassi Yasin. Very, very difficult.
Maybe he holds that the second
But why would he hold that way? He just finished bringing the Rishayim that say differently. He's saying maybe he holds, but the Taz isn't silent. There's a long Taz. Read the Taz. He says that he brings the Rishayim. Why is he arguing with Rishayim in order to come up with a new reason? The bris, how is that mashma? That says in the Shulchan Aruch. That's in Shulchan Aruch. Bechituch harlo lapriya. Shusham says Sivano. Shulchan Aruch says it. I have no problem with that. The problem is that the Rishayim give a reason because you are not the one doing it. From where does he get to argue with all the Rishayim? That's what I don't understand. Yeah, you're both right. If he means that the bracha is on the priya, I mentioned Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that in his siddur. So then it's understandable. It's just strange that. At any rate, if the Aviya Ben does it, he makes the brachas before him. And let's move on to the continued custom of the ceremony by reading the Ramah. Ramah im ein Aviya Ben, first Ramah Re Samachay. You have to turn back if you look at the Be'er Heitev. Vim ein Aviya Ben et salami lo yesh mishaymer shadam achim avarech brachazu. If, God forbid, the father of the Ben is not there, if he's not alive, or if he's alive and well, but he's far away, he got delayed by a flight delay, so you do the bris anyway, and on the eighth day, who makes the father's bracha? The Bezdin makes the father's bracha.
Why not a relative?
Why not say the
Moel? Yes, good. Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, because the one who's mitzvah in place of the father is the best. Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a Rabbi Chuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger quoted in the Pisrei Chuva. He tells us to look at it. I'm just Rabbi Kiva Eger Membez, be Yosem. By Yosem, he tells you to look it up. And I'd like to tell you what he says there. It's a beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger. And it's good material for speaking at a bris, especially for someone who's offered to be a grandfather at a bris. It's a very beautiful Rebbe Kiv Hager. So that's what happened. The grandfather wanted to be able to do it, and the custom was that when the child was a yasim, the Besdin did it, and the Besdin gave it over to the Sandik to do it. So the question is whether the grandfather has rights, any personal rights to the bris of his grandson. So Rebbe Kiv Hager says the following. Rebbe Kiv Hager says, by the way, the old custom was that the Sandik paid for the whole bris, even if he wasn't the grandfather. Right? The Germans still have that minig? I don't know. You know the minig. I thought you knew. The old custom was the Sandik. He's called the Bala Bris. Why is he called the Bala Bris? Because he paid for the whole bris. That's why it was the rich people used to go out and pay for it. A Sandik, it's a school to become rich. So, you know, the rich get wealthier. It's an investment. So the custom was that the Sandik paid for the bris. But anyway, that's nothing to do with this. The Rabbi Kiv Hager there has an absolutely beautiful shtickel Torah. It says in the pasuk, "Imloi brisi yaimon v'layla chukos eretz shemayim v'aretz loy samti." Where's that pasuk? I think it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah. "Imloi brisi yaimon v'layla chukos shemayim v'aretz loy samti." Were it not for my bris, day and night, I would not have created heaven and earth. What does bris refer to? So there are two divrei Chazal, two gemaras. One refers to Torah learning, to Talmud Torah. Imloi Barisi Yaman Valai Lechuk Shemayim V'Aretz Leisamti. Now we know. Rashi tells us at the beginning of Bereishis that Bishvil HaTorah and the Kureishis, that's why Hashem created the earth. There's another Chazal that says that it refers to Bris Milah, what you normally think of if you say Imloi Barisi Yaman Valai Lechuk to Bris Milah. Rabbi Kiv Hager asked the Kasha, it can't refer to Bris Milah. It says Imloi Barisi Yaimon Valaila. It's referring to a bris you could do day and night. Rabbi Kiv Hager asked that you can't do a bris at night. Bris is not only done by day. So Barisi Yaimon Valaila could refer to Torah, but it cannot refer to Bris Mila. So Rabbi Kiv Hager answers, you have the ice bris, but Hashem created the world, pashas for the mitzvah of doing the bris. But anyway, that's his kasha. The Gemara, there are two Gemaras. One is in Pesachim Samaches, is the Gemara about Torah. The one on Mila is in Shabbos Kuflam and Zayin Amid Beis. So Rabbi Kiv Hager answers that they're not two pshatim. It's one pshat. It refers to Limud HaTorah, but it's called Bris because the Bris Mila opens up the heart of the child to be able to understand Torah learning. He says it beautifully. And I read the Lashon of Rabbi Kiv Hager. He says, Yaisa Nira, the Be'emes, Mila v'Torah Shaychin Lahadadi. Mila and Torah are connected. Kamay Shakasa Boila Lesefrayim. A beautiful language. Shemila Chitzainis, Husiba Lamila Penimius Me'orla Slave. The cutting off of the outer Arla, the physical Arla, is a cause for Mila Penimius Me'orla Slave, for an inner Mila, kishiyalmo orlas levavai oz yia chedre libay psuchin lahavin ulahaskil. Beautiful lashon. He says that when you do bris mila, the chedre halev are open to understanding Tyra. And the mila says Rabbi Kiv Hager in Kenya Shlaimer dim loy barisi the pasik hainu gam ke mila. They said balashare a Tyra lahagos yaimon valayla. So he says such a nice idea. That it's a psichas halev for Limud HaTorah, and he goes on to add, I think b'shem de levush, a new pshat in why we make two brachas. One bracha is a bracha on the mitzvah samila, and the other is a bracha on the lachnisa b'brisa shel Avraham Avinu. That overall, the child now becomes perfected. To be able to enter into the Ola Torah, and to be able to understanding Torah. So this is his explanation of what happens at a bris. This is why the Aviyah Ben, the minig is to daven beforehand, to stay up overnight and learn, to be mispal for this, what we call a Hashlamas HaNeshama, completion of the neshama with the bris. It's been suggested this is also why we give a name at that time, because at that time there's certain hashlama in the child that his heart should be open to learning Torah, so we give him at that time the name when he's complete. He's incomplete until then. Let me just finish. Rabbi Kivega says, Lefizeh, since the halacha is that when there's no father, the father's father has a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mm-hmm. We had that in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That when there's no father, the father's father gets a tuition bill for Limud HaTorah. So then, therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, the father's father has a right to the bris if there's no father. Yeah. He has a right to the bris because als bris mila, he doesn't stand out. It's either the Aviyah Ben or Bezdin. But als Limud HaTorah, he does stand out. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger that he has a special part in the bris mila. So it's a very beautiful Rabbi Kiva Eger to connect the grandfather to the grandson as far as the bris.
Well, how does Avi Ben Gizmik takes the bracha first, according to the Menachem Menachem?
Excuse me?
The father makes the bracha first, before the Moel.
Yes.
So, of course, what you say to the Kivik, it won't help. Because he's making the bracha after the Moel mouth.
You should always, why after, why not before?
Because, no, if you make the first, the Moel has to be first, before Lachni Yisrael.
Right.
Well, how's the way around?
So we'll have soon that we do it the other way around. It's also good. We're going to have it in Sif Beis, I think. We'll get to it. Yep. So it seems that by a girl, there's no Libay Pesuach Limud HaTorah. There's no. So the Neshama is there's Hashlamas Neshama at birth.
It's because there's no Mitzvah Talmud Torah.
There's no Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So you don't need that type of a Hashlama. So at any rate, this is Rabbi Kivager, beautiful Rabbi Kivager. Pam used to quote it at Brisson very often. This idea of Libay Pesuach for Havanas HaTorah. Let's get back to the Ramah. Why shouldn't that be? If the Aviyah Ben has money, he should pay. If he has no money. So I'm not sure. It really says if there's no father, if he has no money, then then he has to pay.
Does he have the
schuyot? I'll tell you the truth. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's not exactly the way they quote it. It doesn't say grandfather. It says the father's father. Not the mother's father. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, it talks about the father's father having a... Because B'nai Banim, Harry and Kabanim, a son's son is like a son. So, Baruch Hashem, you should always be able to afford to. Okay, at any rate, let's move on with the Ramah. The Ramah continues. The minig is that when there's no father, the tzaddik makes the bracha. The same thing. If the father is here, sometimes you have a person who's not a firm person, and he wants the child to have a bris, and he is not knowledgeable, he doesn't know how to make the bracha, the tzaddik makes the bracha. There's at least one mayel that does it himself. I've seen there's a mayel who does a lot of brisin for fryer people. He just makes both brachas and does the mila.
Before the
I believe so. Ramah continues. Ha'ava ha'mayel k'shemavarchin tzrichin la'amayit. The father and the mayel have to stand when they make the bracha. Aval ha'tayfes hanar, but the sandik k'shemavarech na'igin she'yoshev ha'mavarech. It's a little awkward for the sandik to stand up and make the bracha. He continues to sit and he makes the bracha. Yeshayimrim. That's interesting. This is the minig. Shekol ha'am shem etzel amila yamdu. The minig is, you always notice when they bring the baby, everyone stands. Shenemar, and here's the reason. Shenemar v'yamid ha'am bebris. The Ramah says this reason. V'yamid ha'am bebris. V'chein noyegim levad ha'tayf ha'sanar. Except, of course, for the sandik. Shehu yayshev.
So,
Rabbi Kiva Eger brings, if you look in the Rebbe Akiva Eger on the bottom, Shemavarchin Srichin Lamay, the one that says Chidush Rebbe Akiva Eger. The second line. Shemavarchin Srichin Lamay, Chena Mila Atzmat Sricha Liyais Mu'amid. The Mila, of course, is done standing, the other side. Ayim Bach. Kishemavian Atinik Lamulai, Sarach Lamay Mipneyan, Bartanura. Now this is something else. Till now we said that during the bris you stand. Why is it a bartanura at Mesechtis Bikurim? The Mishnah says in Bikurim that when those who brought the Bikurim came into the city, everybody would stop working, would stand up to greet the Shushvin and Shal Mitzvah. So that's a reason I think the bartanura brings for bris milah. And later it says here, Ayin Simishin Samach Aleph. Shin Samachav says the same thing about a Levaya. The minig is when they bring in the mace, you stand up. You're not standing up for the mace. You don't stand up for dead people. If dead people walk in, you can keep on sitting. The mitzvahs and the shushminin, the ones who are metapel with the mace, if dead people walk in, you ought to stand up real quick. But if they bring in the mace, the minig is to stand up for that. Now, if you're my age or older, you'll remember that when the Chas and Kala walked down the aisle, no one used to stand up. This is all a new thing, that you stand up. If you want to give a reason for it, the reason would seem to be the same idea of Shushvinin. If they bring in the baby, you stand up for those who are bringing in the baby. You bring in the mace, those who are bringing the mace. So you bring in the Chas and Kala. Vad Yosef brings that as a reason. Okay, so that reason would be a sensible reason to stand up when they walk down. So I don't know about Bikurim, they even walked out, so they obviously greeted them. They walked out of the stores to greet them. So that may be a reason, although I don't really remember. Yeah, that's right. One of the mitzvah should be standing. That's what they say. The Velt says, I don't know the source, but Vayivar David, the minute to stand came from the. Those who either gave tzedakah or the collectors who came around, that's a custom for standing. What? Rabbi Yaakov said that as a reason. So we have already five places. Yeah, Bikurim, Brismila, Levayis, Chasanis, and tzedakah. Rather, by Pinyan Aben, everyone stands up also, if you noticed. By Pinyan Aben, maybe they want to get the sugar in the knobel, I don't know. But everyone stands up, right? We'll get to it. We'll get to it. So this is the proper minhag to stand by a bris milah, and Shulchan Aruch goes on. I mention always that if a person over 70 walks in, you mechuyev zechiyev deraisa to stand up. If a 70-year-old walks in and they say l'tokum zechiyev deraisa, al pi arizal even 60. Which I don't think is old anymore. It used to be old. But getting there. But 70, certainly old. You know, 70, you got to stand up when they walk in. Even if they're a total Amoritz. You have to stand up. And when grandparents walk down the aisle, whether it's a Jewish minute or not a Jewish minute, you have to stand up for them. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. The Shulchan Aruch continues. What? Grandparents more than Chas. I think I mentioned, I was once at a wedding and there was a tumult outside. They called me out to try to convince the grandparents. Everyone wanted grandparents to walk down. They didn't want to walk down. I went over to the grandfather. So why don't you do them a favor and walk down? He said, he's able to lift neither. The Chas and Kala walk in, everyone stands up. He says, I may not be a Talmud Chacham, but I'm over 70 and I walk in, no one stands up. I'm over lift neither. So he looks younger, yeah. What? But they don't know he's being Michael, you know? It's still.
If you have to stand up for a statement for someone 70, is it Kumulamenas or Dalit Amos? When is it?
I assume it's when you notice him walking into the room, just like a covered rabbi. Okay. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Now, we're going through the ceremony. Now, listen to what it says here. The bottom line, we go back to the Mechaber. In one of the strangest lines in Shulchan Aruch, Imacherim Oindim Sham. If others are standing there, Oimrim, they say, Geshem Shehechnastai Lebris Ketechniseu Letorah Lechop Olamaisin Taivim. Now, why do I say this is strange? Isn't it strange to have Shulchan Aruch instruct you on how to say Mazel Tov? You know, you want to say Mazel, you say Mazel Tov. Shulchan Aruch, it says, the people there, it's a dina de Shulchan Aruch, that you say, Kshem Shechnaste Lebris, Keitach Niseyu, Le... now, you know, we don't say this Nusach, we say like the Taz brings. Taz says, Kacho Anuscha Berambam, V'tor, Aval B'gemora Anuscha, Kshem Shechnas Lebris. Because they say, B'shem Aran, Monaya, Sh'enisham Mavarcha Naisi, Sh'yizka, L'shar Mitzvahs, Shchayv Adam Lasis Labinaya Kalashainai Mashva Sha'al Ha'av Koi. We're not benching the child, Kamaisha Nichnas Labris. We're really benching the father of the child, just like you were Zaychet to bring him into the Bris, you should be Zaychet to bring him in to everything. So he says the end that it depends. If you're close enough to see the father, say Kshem Shechnastai. If you're further away, you're saying Kshem Shechnas. Either way, the idea is the same. Now here, there is, I think it's a Rachar Zeruah that says, it says beautifully, it says, why is Shulchan Aruch giving you instructions how to say Mazel Tov to the child? Why say Mazel Tov? You say Mazel Tov. You don't say Mazel Tov. You don't say Mazel Tov. You have to give instructions on how to say Mazel Tov. So he says the following. He says that really, Avi HaBen should make a bracha here on all the mitzvahs ha'aval HaBen. He had a child. And the mitzvahs ha'aval ha'ben are smila and pinyan ha'ben if it's appropriate, and lasiya isha, l'amdei Torah. These are really, you should make one big bracha. You should make a bracha. Someone says, v'anon lach, nisa b'ris shal avram avinu, l'tayra, l'chupa, l'maisen tayvim. Really, the avi ha'ben should say the whole nusach. He says, since l'maisa, it's a bris, and you want to give kedima to the bris, so Chazal, in making the bracha, said, let the father say bris, and let the hamoinam, that's there, that mashlam the bracha for him. And that mashlam, and they bench him, that kashem shinos the bris, kei kars tachol v'aisim kaivim. It's sort of a hashlama of the bracha of David HaBen. And he now has the mitzvah of everything.
How could he make
now, of course, this fits beautifully, Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger, who says that the bris is all part of lachnisa, at least the Torah, presumably it takes off the Arla Salev, it's a nice and tovim as well. So Mimela, let's move on. This whole night, it's a beautiful idea that Avi HaBen at that day thanks Hashem for giving him all the mitzvahs, the mitzvahs ha'av that her father has a mitzvah on his
to make him. He should be there to bring him to the chuppah.
This is the beginning. This is the beginning. It's the start. So he's starting with bris, and it's part of the mitzvahs that a father has on his son. They do. Right, they don't say when they walk in. They taka say, as a response to the bracha, they that's what says in the Mechaber is saying that, in the Nacharav, that they respond to him. Well, you have to give chance. He'll make his way in. We'll get to it soon. Then, what? Okay, I don't know. Let's finish the Shulchan Aruch. V'avi ha'ben ha'yamayel ha'yecha b'yam mevarech al ha'kais b'yre pri ha'gafen. The next thing you do is to say a b'yre pri ha'gafen. She'enayim r'mshira el alayayin, it says in the Taz. V'yeshnoi galitel hadas b'yadai mevarech alav. Olariach, and they make a bracha on it, which is the Sephardic custom. And then va'aymer baruch atah Hashem lekenu melech ha'olam asher kidei shidid mi beten b'chok b'shei reisam. I'd like to teach it with you. The Taz, I believe, teaches it. Look in Taz Hey. Asher kidei shidid mi beten. Rashi Pirish al Yitzchakoi. Yitzchak was kadosh mi beten. Rabbeinu Tam argues. He says al Avram. So Kiddush Yedid Mi Beten is Avraham Avinu, the Chayk B'Shei Reisam Zay Yitzchak, V'Tzesav Chasam Bais Bris Kaidesh Zay Yaakov. Then we say Lahatzil Yedido Shei Reinu Mishachas. Most people think Lahatzil Yedido Shei Mishachas means he just had a bris. God save him, he shouldn't die from the bris. That's not what it means. Lahatzil Yedido Shei Reinu Zay Hanishama Mishachas Zay Gehenim. So at the bris, you make a bracha, lahatzil yedidah sherein mishachas, that this child shouldn't go to Gehenim. I once said this in a shir, Someone told me, look, if it means to say the baby shouldn't die from the bris, I understand you make the bracha at the bris. Make a bracha, he shouldn't go to Gehenna. You should do that by his bar mitzvah or by his wedding, you know. Well, you're worried, an 8-day old baby is going to Gehenna? Like, why? Why when he's 8 days old, you say, Lahatsu, he did the Shemenu Mishachas? You should say, Bar Mitzvah Bracha. That's a good kasha. No? But okay. Because you malad, you save him Gehenna. So that's the bracha. And Avraham Avinu should remember this one too. Okay, okay. You know, we hope to not go to Gehenna for other methods rather than have Avraham Avinu pluck us out at the last minute. You know, hoping. Why does Sfaradim make a bracha on a hadas? I don't know. They make them some all over the place. They do it by under the chuppah too. It's, the Kabbalists do it by Kiddush as well, right? For Kiddush. The Ramah. Wait. The Shulchan Aruch goes on. V'noyagin kishemagia ledamecha chayi noisim miayay beetzmoi bepiatina. Because the Shulchan Aruch, when you get to b'damayachayi. You put the wine in the mouth. When do you say b'damayi chayi? The bracha and kaimis yelaz elav v'limai. What? It's interesting that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say to say kaimis yelaz v'limai. Maybe Karish might be Yisrael. He doesn't spell it out, but you see that they said it. I think here the Mefarshim bring the kaimis yelaz elav v'limai. The Taz brings that if the father and mother are, God forbid, not there, it's you skip Kanzalavi, his father's not alive. It was Eli'imai, and very emotional that we had a bris here for a baby whose mother unfortunately was brain dead after birth. She hemorrhaged. It was very emotional when the father said the bris was down here. He started crying. It was a very sad moment. And all right, it's unfortunate that we only think of the meaning of the words. Then, you know, there are times that we need to appreciate it. But anyway, that's the nusach of giving a name.
Someone asked you, it's mashma that you say Hashem shenichnas before Hashem.
You do say before. As soon as the father says, no. Someone has to know. As soon as the father says. The bracha, like Hashem Avinu, everyone says Amen. Shem Shil Zibris can't tell for a nice time. You do it too. You just don't realize, but you do it all the time. So we will try arrange today if we can have a bris. I have two bris tomorrow. If you want, you can join me. What are we up to? Oh wait, the Ramah ends. Ukshamayo Mevarach Brachazu. Father should wash his hands in his mouth if he's the one being given the covet of making the bracha. Now, here we come to the question of drinking. For a couple of points regarding drinking the kais. The one who should drink, obviously, is the one who says by a prayer gafel. So here, at a bris, there are two brachas, and it's Kriyas Hashem. The two brachas always go together, the Bar Pei HaGafen and the bracha, and then, usually, often they give someone else Kriyas Hashem, sometimes they give the father Kriyas Hashem, the same person Kriyas Hashem. The Torah brings two minhagim as to when to drink. You say the bracha Bar Pei HaGafen, then you make the bracha Ashekidish Yedid Mi Beten. And then you say, maybe Yisrael, so and so. It's not a bracha. I mean, you're benching the child, but it's not a nusach bracha. So the Torah says, Yeshayimrim, you have to drink before giving the name. Barpiagafen. And then you make the bracha, Shekidishinimibetan. And then you have to drink before you give a name. It's a hefsik. And he says, the Torah says, V'yeish she'im akpidim. Some hold it's not a kpeda. Obviously, they hold, the Adam's manim has a shtickle on it. They hold that it's all part of the one inyan. It's like that inyan. There's no kpeda. It's a davar matmiya that the Torah brings two minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin. Shulchan Aruch does not say which way to do. And here, there's chiluke minhagim between the yeshiva world and the chassidish world. In the yeshiva world, we're noyig to drink before giving the name. It's brought that Rikiv Eger was noyig this way, that he was makbid.
Between the two brachas?
That, no. Again, there are two brachas, and again, please listen carefully. There are two brachas, by Priya Gafen and Ashikidish Yidani Baten. And then there's Kayam Hussein, Kayam Hussein, Kayam Hussein, Love Alimai. Before you say, at that point, Rabbi Kivega was makbid to drink. He was chayshish, it's a hefsik, it's one sheet in the Torah.
Different people do it.
And Ramesha, Nigris Maisha, has a tshuva on the topic, and he likewise writes to avoid a suffik brachis and to be makbid to drink. Nigris Maisha is. I didn't write down the Maramakim. I'm sorry. Emer Meishan the Tshuva, I think it's in the first volume. Here it is. Yeridei Gimel Simen Kuf. It's interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan writes the minig is the other way. That the minig is to first give the name and then drink. Now, obviously, if two different people, if one person is making the brachas, someone else is giving the name, the one who made the brachas could just be quiet. He has to be careful not to answer Hagel Hashem Kitayv and all the things they answer. But if he's quiet, he could drink later. Ramesha writes that. But if it's the same person to be makbid to drink, in the Chassidish circles, what I've seen is the minig is to do the whole thing. They usually give the Rebbe the whole thing. And the Rebbe drinks after everything, which also is one of the two shittas brought down here. Art Scroll says... So in the art scroll it says to do it after the name. So we have on one side Ramesha, Rabbi Kiv Eger, the first sheet of the Torah, and the other side Aruch HaShulchan. That's probably Nusach Sfar, it's Nefer Chassidim. Oh, so you have to look at Nusach Ashkenaz. What they say. But I don't know, what? No, that's for sure. That's for sure. That's the Siddur Kiddushim also. You say the Bracha. Kiddush every night, you make Kiddush on Friday night. You say a Baruch Pei Gafen and the Bracha, and then you drink. Right. So that's all the hemshech of the bracha. What? Under the chuppah, for some reason, we drink with the hand. But here, they drink from the kais, and then the mashlam, they add wine. Same time. Maybe it's a berchus hakavod. Baruch Piagafen, there's a tiny, that's a berchus hakavod, not a berchus on the hand. And Rashi says, you drink only a kvaidish al bracha. That's what you mean. But the Torah Lamaisa brings two sheetahs in the Rishayim, so what are we going to do? Well, we can make cheshbainis to explain a sheeta, but Lamaisa, we don't want to get into suffik brachas, so we want to be.
But
Hassan,
do it because you're giving it to the chassan, so the one who made the bracha wants to get some yayin, he's not drinking.
Yeah, so why does he sip from the cup? I don't understand that. So we want to drink from his mouth. All right. Could be that's
the baby does.
Could be that's why. The baby. Yeah, the baby will drink even from the wine. But unless the health department finds out about it, in which case the mayor will have a new thing to worry about. Another thing, what? Question is, why the Mechaber is not Chayshish for the Hefzik of Barbi Leib Samim? So, I don't know. It's the same thing. Okay? I hear? For sure. Okay. That passes. I don't know why the Barbi Leib Samim is not a Hefzik. Usually I give it to someone else, but Mechaber doesn't say to give it to someone else. All right, why is the Barim of Samim not apparently? Whatever's in the Hemshuch is not considered a Hefzik for some reason. Maybe giving a name is also not, okay. And then, but it's two sheetahs in the Torah. With all our logic, Lamaisa, there are two sheetahs in the Torah, and the idea is to try by Havdalah, it's not a Hefzik by Havdalah, right?
This is also called
Sidra Akais, yeah. What? Who says? Nechida, really?
You didn't make Abdullah yet.
Okay.
You didn't make the brach Abdullah.
Doesn't sound right, but okay. One more ha'ara is regarding the amount to drink. The amount that a person drinks by every wedding I've been at and every bris, they take a sip and finished. It's really not kvayd eshel kais. The Chachmas Adam says to drink malay lugmav, or at least he says to drink a revius or malay lugmav at a bris. The Chachmas Adam says this. Who should drink? Okay. It doesn't really matter who drinks. We're going to have later a custom the Ramah brings that the Sandik drinks. Obviously the Mavarach drinks. But a custom that the Sandik should drink as well. We're going to have that later in Sif Dalit. So the Sandik or the Mavarach, but Al Kvaydeh Shel Kais, they should drink properly. I'm told that Ramesha was makbid under the chuppah to drink. I noticed Rebelski, when he's Masada Kedushin, always goes over later and drinks a Revius. The Bible told you to drink it. Yeah. Why? He didn't want to drink it. No. Maybe he was driving afterwards or something. But sometimes afterwards, I'm driving somewhere. No, I don't
make
drink.
A main
but, if you drink a Revius, you make a main shalosh. You drink Raiv, then you don't. They drink a sip. They very often have their fasting, and they drink on an empty stomach to drink 2 ounces of wine is a lot. It's just hard. The mother-in-law drinks. Now, I mentioned last night that at a wedding, I gave the mother-in-law, to give the kala to drink. She was the first time. So I said, give it to the mother-in-law. So the mother-in-law took it. She looked puzzled, but you know, they tell you. So she starts drinking under the chuppah.
So,
Chaim, you better tell them. If I had been Rabbi Saul Salanter, I would have told them, I would have said, okay, you drank, now give the kala, you know, like it's normal. But, it's embarrassing. Yeah, she left all the stuff. We've gone through the ceremony of the bris. We have not completed the inyanim of the kfata, etc., which we'll get to yet. Yitzh Hashem. We didn't get to Eliyahu Navi yet, which also we'll get to shortly. Okay, we're talking here about the brachis. If I was really about the brachis, then that was the topic here. There are two Rabbi Kiva Egers here on this side of the page. Rabbi Kiva Eger, Shulchanar Sefav, Mevorech ala kais barif miyagafen, v'teres chayim kosav, Dafka hasandik hamazik vlad al birkov bishas amila hu yazikenu bishas habracha v'yishtem yakos yayin. I'm told Rav Chaim Kreisworth was makbid on this when he had the power to, is that he said if you want to really be mechabu with someone with a sandik, he has to hold the baby straight through till the shtiyas hakos. It says there in Teres Chaim something to the effect that it's like pouring wine on the mizbeach, and Aviya Ben is the mizbeach.
Why does the Ramah use the word sandik?
What?
Ramah uses a different term. He says topis, not.
Yeah, it's true. He will use the word sandik later in Siftalitz. I don't know why. There must be, but I'm not sure why. A sif.
They say that's why
no one does. Never heard of anybody who does it.
Oh
yeah, Rav Kreisler said that's why that shiris doesn't work. The shiris doesn't work because yes, Rav Kreisworth, if by him does shiris works, you know, when he does it his way, he said, of course, you know. What? It works for him. I don't know. I never checked his bank accounts. I don't know. But one more Rabbi Kiva Eger. Mivarech ala kais bayre priyagafen. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I'm sorry, he did me beten. He talks about giving names. Loi maskina b'shma de rasha. You don't give a name after a rasha. Avalam ayim nikra kein shan adam tzadik. Avagav degam rasha nikra kein maskinim bishmei gebarav etoisus. So it's interesting. Sometimes people ask me, boys in yeshiva ask me about giving a name after a relative. They're not sure how from the relative was, and they really have hesitation to give the name. So I asked them, what's the name? And if the name is Yaakov, so I say, just have him on Yaakov Avinu. That's what Rabbi Kiva Eger says. Even if it was a Rasha, but if the name was the name of a tzaddik, then it's fine. Now, sometimes it's two names, which makes it much more tricky. I remember once one of the boys in my shir had the Shaila. So I went to the Eitzar HaChachma under authors, and I typed in the name. I remember it was, I think, the Pnei Yeshua's name. I think he had two names. And it was Pnei Yeshua's name, so he named his son after Pnei Yeshua, and the family thought he was naming after some great uncle of sorts. But anyway, this is Rabbi Kibega. Rabbi Kibega ends, Meis Beloi Bonim, V'niach Ishtemu Beres, Karina Ben Al Shem Avim. Now, I don't know that... Sambalat, no. Yeah, Tavia, yes. But Meis Beloi Bonim, V'niach Ishtemu Beres, Karina Ben Al Shem Avim. Aguda? I don't think this is the minig, but if a father predeceases the birth of his son, they do it, but I haven't seen it that often. It was very nice, it was very moving. I was in a shul, they called someone up, and they called him, I remember the name, let's say, Avraham Shloimeh ben Avraham Shloimeh. So it's nice, in a way, you see somebody, already a grown adult with a family, and you know, when he was born, he was a Yasin, his father had predeceased him, and I came towards it, I guess the Ketzas Nechama, that you could see someone like that, that has... you know, Baruch Hashem, he sort of, he made it. Bar instead of Ben? Why? Do you know why? Maybe because your father, you want to give a title. Really? Okay. I don't know. Okay. Let's see if Bays. Instead of alamila, you make a bracha lomul, v'yesh chaylkin. Chaynaygin shloy l'chalak miun beruch lomul. Oy sheberuch lachnisa l'chud yosu. You asked before if you make just lachnisa beruch avinu. So b'diavad yiyaisa. Okay, this is when the avia ben is the mayul, like the Rambam. You should say lomul rather than alhamila. Okay, I'm gonna have to stop. I have as you.